I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, oh, who wrote the book of love? I've got to know the answer, or with someone from above.
I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love.
I love you, darling, baby, you know I do. But I've got to see this book of love, find out why it's true.
I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love. Chapter 1 says the lover, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her you never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4, you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love. Chapter 1 says the lover, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her you never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4, you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
Wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love. I wonder who,
yeah,
who wrote the book of love.
I've run across people who I knew back then. One fellow I knew, Tom Messick, he still owns about 10 or 12 houses down there. He decided buying property around there, and you know,
they're worth $2 million or
a lot of them, because we're all fixing them up now and doing this to them. And yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that club that was down there? It was called like the Blue Lantern or something, or the
on Georgia Street. Yeah, that was Soldier Williams owned it, and I remember my mother used to cook down in there. Yeah, I remember that club.
Yeah, yeah.
Right on that little bit of a hill before, just around the corner from the Stratford.
Yes, Big J McNeely played there.
Down there and stuff, yeah.
Joe Houston played there. Blow Joe Blow was his big hit.
Yeah. Oh, right, 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 yeah, yeah. Right, yeah.
Thank you.
Gary Cooper.
Gary Cooper, yep.
Another tough guy.
Another tough guy. Loved the fight, yeah.
Couldn't walk in Chinatown for many years.
No, I know. I remember coming home from a dance with my girlfriend back then, and a 1953 Lincoln convertible, robin's egg blue, pulled up in front of me, and four gentlemen got out of it.
Chinese gentlemen?
Chinese gentlemen. And one grabbed me, and they weren't teenagers. These were men, grown men, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He grabbed me, and the guy goes, no, that's not him. And he hopped back in his car. I said, uh-oh, he's looking for Gary Cooper.
Oh, I know, they were after him.
Yeah.
That was from the original McLean Park fight, eh, I think.
There was somebody coming down, I remember as a kid, from the Helen's Cafe up there in 25th and Main, their gang coming down there, the Battle of Our Gang guys down here. And they all met up there in Hoxton, Georgia. And we had about 300 people out there waiting for these guys to come down. We're going to move down to the flats. Of course, they never showed up. The police showed up. Quite interesting, yeah.
So it never materialized? It
never materialized, yeah.
There were bows and arrows or something? Do you hear about or something?
No, yeah.
Maybe that was the second. But McLean Park was always the... Because it wasn't. It's not where it was, is now. No. Was up.
I don't know where it is now. I remember... As from my birth till I was 5 years old, I lived at 703 Jackson, right across the street from McLean Park.
Right.
And then growing up, I moved to live down to Georgia Street, 900 block Georgia. We used to come to dances at McLean Park on Friday nights. They'd rip the tennis, you know, the tennis court off and records on and
outdoors
every Friday night.
Wow. What was the music like?
It was good. It was rock and roll, that's what they were doing.
Do you remember who was playing it?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was always something to do down there.
Just got off from work. cemetery gate. The sky was dark and the moon was bright. It was a very, very cold, cold night. I never thought I could see such a sight. A poor soul doing the day.
Talking to DJ Zigzag's mentor, Samuel Chubby Hayes.
The Chubster.
Better known as the Chubster. You're listening to WAGR Radio.
Come on. places I miss.
Across the street, through my window.
across the street. Gonna go and get my lily. Make a little silly. Ooh, got the lily. There's a lesson she's got to learn.
Great area to grow up in. So diversified, so many different nationalities down there, and everybody got along, and if you got in trouble and you couldn't do anything about it, you could always get people who could, you know. So it was great, yeah.
Yeah, a wonderful place to live.
Yeah.
Was that park, you know, that we used to play, pretend you used to play football, which is right near where your house used to be?
Yeah.
Was that park there all the time?
Yeah, but it was Bromley Bush. We used to go down there and run around with the BB guns and play down into there from Pryor right up to 2nd Avenue. It was all bush, so we could go up there and all through there, and then from Clark to Main Street. It was all, you know, we could ice skate there in the wintertime, the trees over behind the CNR building. I could start ice skating there and right up to Clark Drive. The water wasn't very deep, but the trees over and people would be up there at 3 o'clock in the morning, little fires going and hockey games going all over the place. And
wow.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
I found true love. lovely condition was then. It's hard to believe the condition the world is in. You can't trust nobody, and God, you know it's sin.
Yeah, and I'm doing all right in school. They ain't said I broke no rule. I ain't never been in Dutch. I don't browse around too much. Don't bother me, leave me alone. Anyway, I'm almost grown. I don't run around with no mob. Got myself a little job. I'm gonna buy me a little car. Sleep us alone. Anyway, we almost grown.
He was my good side. He kept me, because he was a good person, and he always kept me on this, you know. He got me into sports and got, you know, George can do it, I'll do it, because it's, you know.
Yeah. Mike Svetkovich's brother.
Yeah, that's right. We just lived four houses apart on Georgia Street.
I'm gonna do one of these with Mike.
Well, is that ready?
Yeah.
What I remember about Mike was he had a flashy car. I'm sure he washed the paint of that car, because he was washing constantly and singing, "Hey, Bobby Reba, hey, hey, Bob." Yeah. Back around his head, and just, that car was just gleaming, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. It's good.
Come on, baby. Come on, please. I'm begging. we've been apart. I know I'm alone. Baby, please come home. You got me crying. Once again.
Come back home. There'll be no need for me to cry.
Raining in my heart since we've been apart. I know I'm alone. Baby, please come home.
And yeah, we're all in the same block. It was good.
I can't say anything because I'm just all warm and fuzzy. It's interesting because I don't know whether to play this. Well, I'm sure Mike will hear this, but I don't know whether to play this for Mike.
Mike will remember me.
Yes. You know, for sure. No.
I'm the only black kid on the block. In a, say, one square block area, there was, at one time, there was myself, Robert Howard, Butchie, the twins, Ronnie Jordan, Wayne Risby, Ella from Leora, all lived in this one block square area. Howard Fair. So it was almost like a little black community right there.
Yes. Yeah. And I guess that's when that church was there too, wasn't it? Wasn't there a church that's about four blocks up though, isn't it?
Yeah, the Color People Church, I mean, on the hill there. Yeah. I see it's still there too, eh?
Yes.
And the Joneses lived up on the corner there. I guess that's Union and Jackson. It's interesting.
Baby. from the dance, stand in the hall and make a romance. When you do the thing you shouldn't do,
peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
When you ought to be in school, learning about the golden rule. When you tell a tale that isn't true,
peek-a-boo, I'm watching you. Look in the dark, you see my face. Don't try to hide, I'm every place. Play cool, kind of sweet. I'm gonna give you hot feet.
Hope you heard the things I said. Let it sink in, you're being hard-headed. When you dance, the soles right off your shoes.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you. In the dark, you see my face.
Ow!
Don't try to hide, I'm every place. Play cool, kind of sweet. I'm gonna give you heartbeat.
Hope you heard the thing I said. Let it sink in, you're being hard-headed. When you dance, the soles right off the shoes.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
Do the thing you shouldn't do.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
Do the thing you shouldn't do.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
Do the thing you shouldn't do.
Peek-a-boo.
Well, I worked around all day. Well, I'm going downtown, gonna spend my pay. Well, there's a girl looking at me. She's the cutest thing that I ever did see. Little girl, come go with me. Well, I buy some things that you never did see. Build a house up on the hill. I love you, darling. No, yes, I will. Oh, chicken, chicken, chicken. Well, Tippy, come go with me. Well, I show you some girls that you never did see. I got a girl up on the hill. I love that girl, oh yes, I will. I love that girl, oh yes, I will. I love that girl, oh yes.
Come let me see you, what I've been missing. Feel so good now that you're home.
Feel so fine, know that I'm on your mind. Oh, what a feeling to know you're revealing. Feel so good now, please don't stop now. Ooh, so glad now that I've come back home.
Oh.
to see that we were meant to be. Feel, feel so good. Now that you're home, come let me hug you, come let me kiss you, come let me see what I've been missing. Feel so good. Now that you're home.
Back in the days, if you were a teenager and you were out doing something bad and you saw a black person, you'd straighten up real quick, like, because they'd come along and say to you, what's your name? My name's Chevy. You're a gracious boy, aren't you? Yes, I'm. What are you doing down here? Yeah,
yeah. Well, I know the things that I've learned that you pointed out to me. Like, if you were walking on the street and you saw another black person,
you thought.
Just simply.
Simply because. Yeah. She did. Even in Kelowna, I've seen about six black people that walk by you. They'll say, hey, man, how you doing?
It's not a lot of years, but it's amazing how many years it's been. It is another time, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It changes.
Yeah.
Back then till now. And
yes.
Yeah. Right, yeah. 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 Well, that's good, yeah.
Thank you. I crashed in the jungle while I was trying to keep a date with my little girl who was back in the States. I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But I was out of know that the wreckage of my plane had been picked up and spotted in my girl in Lover's Lane. And meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, let me romance. You know your old time lover hasn't got a chance. He's standing in the jungle, mad as he can be. So come on, pretty baby, just you and me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle. Boys in the jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see. That's when I found out they was cooking me.
Great cooking booger, let me out of here.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, you know your old time lover hasn't got a chance. He's standing in the jungle, mad as he can be. So come on, pretty baby, just you and me.
And meanwhile, back in the jungle. I jumped out the pot and I finally got away, frantic and worried about what my baby would say. So I jumped in the ocean and started to swim, for my chance of survival was getting mighty slim. So I thumbed down a whale who was in my way, and I reached the States in about a half a day. And when I got to Lover's Lane, I was almost dead, but my soul was gone, and here's what I said.
Baby, baby, no good. Oh, baby, baby, you should have understood. You can trust me as long as you please. So come back, pretty baby, where you used to be. Cause I love you.
Well, it's up your boots and we'll walk on down to a knock-top shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-beat Kubota, just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit ball in there, and you'll dig some sights. Done at the house of blue lights. There's fryers, broilers, a Detroit barbecued ribs, but the treat of the trade. It's when they serve you all those fine 8-beats. You want to spend the rest of your brights then at the house of blue lights. Down to a knock-down shack on a edge of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit fall in there, and you dig some sights. Done at the house of blue lights. There's fryers, broilers, a Detroit barbecue ribs, but the treat of the trade. drinks when they serve you all those fine eight beats. You wanna spend the rest of your price then at the house of blue lights.
Oh, there, man, slow down. Take it easy. You're back in Detroit now. Take it easy there, man. Whoa, slow down there, boy.
Yeah, not to be a bummer, but it's amazing and it's sad, you know, how many of our musical heroes
are gone. It's amazing. Yeah.
And I guess it's because of the life, you know.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
And so also, crack cocaine, too, played a
amazing
big part.
It, yeah, and you'd think they'd know better.
I don't know much about it, but I think that's one thing that once you let into your life,
yeah.
It grabs you.
Yeah.
Guys have died of heart attacks, and that's a direct result of crack.
Amy Winehouse. It's nothing. It's amazing. She had so much going for her and just.
Well, should we head out?
Let's head out.
Yeah.
Rick Brad.
So we're going to leave all the sound of trains going by on the mighty Fraser River. And Chubby Hayes and I are going to head out. DJ Zigzag, and also known as Bill Ryder. And we're going to head down to the East End.
Yeah.
And we're just going to. Maybe our brains will be triggered by seeing some old places. Drive by where the Pender Y used to be and the old Harlem Nocturne.
Yeah.
Ernie King.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And we'll just see, you know, see what thoughts come up.
like those singers. They come out with their shiny suits, and they lean over the front of the stage and sing to the girls. You ever watch those guys?
They're the same girl I've been after a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
I can't reveal her name until I get her.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
I try time and time again. We end up as nothing but friends. There's the same I've been after a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. There's a certain chick I've been sweet on since I met her.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. Don't ask me her name, I won't reveal it until I get her.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. One day I wake up and say, just to have you, I'll be your slave. As I say, girl, I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. Until I get her.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
I try time and time again. We end up as nothing but friends. There's the same chick I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. Till I get her.
What's her name?
KJ. One day I'll wake up and say, just to have you, I'll be your slave. As I say, girl, I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
Because
just lives across the way behind here. She loves commercial drives. She's been living here all her life.
And that's where we are now, East Hastings and Commercial Drive. DJ Zigzag and his mentor, Chubby Hayes. And we're heading into the East End, and we're just talking about music. And we have been already reminiscing about music, overlooking the Fraser at the WAGR radio studios. And DJ Zigzag has to be careful because, and it's funny because this is the way Sonny Sweet Daddy Funk and I started our tour down south in the southern United States, talking about the police behind us. But I see we have the police behind us now, so we gotta maintain here and just follow all the rules of the road. We were pointing at something.
Waldorf Hotel?
I was asked to DJ, do a night of DJing there. Would have been interesting. I would like to do a DJ thing, but I sort of have something in mind and I don't want to stray away from it. I think what I'd like to do is if a pal owned a coffee bar and go in and do a thing there. Anyways, yeah. So anything around here? We're now at Clark Drive and Hastings. Anything around here bring back any memories for you?
Yeah, there's been a bowling alley right there. I set pins there.
Yeah.
That's the old Glen Haven.
What was the Glen Haven?
The funeral chapel is up there where we stopped at.
Oh, right,
that's
right.
What it was originally. This here was a ice cream parlor. The soda shop, the place down here. Put the cars in the air, put all the brick cars down here, jump off this bridge.
I remember Robert Yamashita telling me that down here on Campbell, as a matter of fact, we'll turn around and we'll take Campbell down there, at the Russian Hall.
The Russian Hall, yeah.
He remembers climbing up and looking in the window and listening to the Crumps play.
That's right.
Ronnie and Robert. I always remember at Trudy Ramsey's wedding how surprised I was at how good Ronnie and Robert were on drums and guitar. Actually, it was just a snare drum.
That's right.
Who's playing snare?
Ronnie.
And Robert on guitar. And go ahead.
They used to live right here. The twins, right here. They used to be houses along here, and they live right there.
What is this?
This is Cordova.
Cordova. Oh, right there.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember at Trudy Ramsey's wedding, and they were playing I Pity the Fool. And it, they were great.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. I was shocked.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Yeah.
I pity the fool. I said, I pity the fool. Well, I pity the fool, yeah. I said, I pity the fool. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool of me. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool of me. I pity the fool that falls in love with you. Oh, I pity the fool that falls in love with you. She'll break your heart one day, and then she'll laugh and walk away. Oh, I pity the fool. People. I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool of me. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. Yes, they're just standing there watching you make a fool of me. Oh, I pity the fool.
Second in a series called East End Walkin' Tour is Fun 2011, featuring the musical mentors and pals of DJ Zigzag's alter ego, Bill Ryder.